WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
And speaking of Stevie Coyle and Peter Tochterman, they're right here in the WNR studio. Welcome back.
Thanks, Ann.
I think this is your second appearance as a solo artist, third in the WNRN studios.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, you must be keeping a more accurate database than I.
Well, I do strangely have these things that kind of keep track of in my brain. Not always completely accurate, but. Well, you were here once with the Waybacks,
yeah.
Which many people, I would hope, know that you were a founding member thereof, and you've been out on your own, doing your own thing, and seem to have found a pretty comfortable home coming to this area via Village Concerts.
That's right. What a great scene. Village Concerts in Palmyra, we call it.
Palmyra?
Palmyra, California. Where the hell am I?
You're Virginia this morning.
Thank you. Good morning. It was a rough night in the old Cavalier motel there, I tell you.
Okay. Well, I guess the reference to California, you know, lets people know that maybe that's where you reside full time.
It's true. I'm spending more and more time on the road, but yeah, that's where the post office box is, and I live in a little town called Larkspur, which is in Marin County, and even people in Marin County don't know where it is. It's that small a place. It's great. It's a little model train town. It looks like a little Lionel train set with big redwood trees and little Victorian buildings. And yeah, that's where I lived in the between times.
Oh, Stevie Coyle's my guest this morning, and kind of an interesting grouping of people for this two-night stay. You're also performing with Peyton Tochterman and Mike Clem. How do you know Peyton? Is that through Village Concerts?
Peyton and I met through Village Concerts. That's a true fact, yes. Polly, our hostess at Village Concerts, is a fan of Peyton's, and we went stumbling in there one night when I was in town, and I was just, my gast was flabbered, I have to tell you. The show was just terrific, and so she introduced us soon afterwards, and Peyton came to a house concert I was doing in these parts about a year ago, and just sort of hit it off and did some spontaneous stuff together, and it worked out just dandy. So that's how I know Peyton. And Mike met through, there are a number of strange connections. I know him from Eddie from Ohio, of course. Our paths crossed several times out there on the highways and byways over the past several years at festivals and whatnot. But my nephew up in Arlington knows him via one route and Polly via another, and it just seemed destined to be. So we thought, while we're all in the same neighborhood, We gotta converge and see what happens.
Well, I understand that Mike Clem is now a resident of this fine area.
How about that? Right. He's contributing to your tax base. Not a lot, but...
indeed. Well, I ran into him actually at the Great Lakes Swimmer Show, courtesy of Ellis Paul. We were introduced, so it's kind of... And, you know, he was saying, and he's moved to town, so...
How about that? He's terrific.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's great that you all are getting together at Village Concerts one more time tonight.
That's right.
How about some live music in the WNRN studios? What are you going to do for us?
Well, sure. I'll do, I think I'll do it's ostensibly a train song, but it's probably about other things as well, and I'll just leave it up to you. Just dreaming about her. The engineer awakens to the call of the wild. A rumble in the distance, hell, 36 mile. That ain't no part of nothing. It could have been Spain. Distance ain't resistance, baby. If you got train on the brain. This morning's beginning is morning's end for the little tin man who'd gone round the bend. He wakes up hoping.
hoping that this morning would send aloft a signal that his lady love could see on the horizon. No, he's coming after her. Gonna take a ride on her little chauffeur. She got the train on the brain. Oh, now call out the police, or call out the guard. The train jumped the switch at the switching yard. Run amok in Beigeville, he's running off the rails. Steaming through the suburbs, he's going for the grail. He's mowing down the shopping malls, he's tearing through the trees. No designated driver there to take away the keys. He's shooting across the harbor now, burning all that pain. Agony and nitro, he's the needle in her vein. They got the train on the brain. Single malt whiskey, or spots on the sun. Who can say what it is? Makes the little engine run. A hand on the throttle, a hand on the brake. That handle in the middle makes the engineer ache. A libido torpedo, man, he's balling the jack. Oh, I love imagery that's subtle, like a heart attack. Rich man, poor man, beggar man, priest, all ride together in the belly of the beast. But the brakeman's a junkie, the conductor's insane. Stoker stuck a poker in the base of my brain. I got the train on the brain. She'll be aboard in seconds, just a mile to go. Then the train go in the tunnel, you know what that mean. Time to roll the credits, begin the begin. But old Snidely Whiplash, he's clipped the angel's wings. He's tied her to the tracks by her own heartstrings. Nine curses at the villain, he pulls back on the reins. And that's no mean feat if you know anything about trains. That steel horse, it rears up and it takes to the sky. Sails right over Lady Love, who's waving bye-bye. He rockets through the stratosphere, man, he's long gone. He's out there with Sputnik and Major Tom, and that's a train on the brain. And he never returned, no, he never returned. He never returned, no, he never returned. And all that ever came back was, send more Chuck Berry. Send more Chuck Berry.
WNRN. Stevie Coyle is my guest in the WNRN studios this morning. Peyton Tuckerman sitting in, adding some notes to Stevie's song from his new album. And Peyton was saying some nice words about this new CD as we were kind of setting up for the interview, and I was agreeing. I listened to the new one over this past week, and I noticed you added back a song that I remember from your days at the Waybacks, Petrified Man.
Yeah, that's kind of just it being the album's called 10 and 1, and the 10 and 1 is the sideshow tent at a circus or a carnival. And the Petrified Man having kind of somehow tangentially in there somewhere a circusy or carnival kind of feel to it. That was really kind of the beginning of the whole concept of the concept album that this thing has turned into. It started off being a nice, polite little fingerstyle record. And then something happened, and it just turned into something other. And for a year and a half, it was just quite a... It was just me and the muses in a big old Cadillac riding along, and them telling me, well, no, this goes there, you know, and, oh, no, that little piece you've had lying around for 35 years, that tucks in right here. And the whole thing just sort of congealed on its own, and I pretty much took dictation from my own subconscious. I'm still trying to figure out sort of what it's all about myself. But that's the way it happened, I suppose.
Well, as Peyton said, it's very tasteful, the way you play, as always, but it does have kind of that circusy feel. I guess that's where my references when we were talking about it to Jim White were, because he also has kind of this kind of what do you call it, kind of a psychedelic country feel to some of his music.
That's great.
So you know, you get, I guess, some psychedelia in there would be appropriate with the metaphor of circus.
Absolutely, it would. Sure thing. It's kind of a ride through a 10-in-1. You know, the 10-in-1 was 10 attractions under one tent, and things got pretty psychedelic in there. I mean, really, you know, for folks that lived out in the country years and years ago, and the circus or the carnival would come through with, you know, kind of a world of wonders under canvas, it was utterly psychedelic for them, you know, to see, my goodness, you'd see all kinds of things. You'd see a bearded lady, you'd see, a dwarf or a two-headed calf or something, you know, something really exotic, strange animals from Africa and whatnot. It was really quite remarkable. So the psychedelic reference, I think, is perfectly apt. Yeah.
Stevie Coyle is my guest this morning in the WNRN studios, playing another show, Village Concerts in Palmyra, tonight, along with Peyton Tochterman and Mike Clem. So what is the circus act that you all put together, the three of you?
Well,
Flying trapeze?
It's a flying act, all right. Yeah, it's strictly off the cuff and winging it, and hey, jump in on this one and jump on that one. Mike Clem, God bless him, last night, jumped in and did kind of... what do you call that? Tromnet, I think, is
mouth
what?
Trumpet.
Mouth trumpet. He jumped in on that and did a little spontaneous French horn for the Overture to Tommy last night. Did all the that was quite fabulous. And Peyton got up and actually sang a song with like notes and chords and things, and that was good for contrast, I thought. And I think we all got out alive. So.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
As evident that you both are here this morning. We know about Mike, but we're pretty sure that he's alive and kicking.
He'll be here any second, I'm sure.
Any second?
Oh,
yeah. Good. Okay.
He's due any moment, so stay tuned, folks.
Stevie Coyle is my guest in the WNRN studio. Peyton is also here as well. Another live tune for us this morning?
Well, sure. Peyton, why don't you sing one? I've got to get tuned back up here, and by the time I'm tuned up, I'll be able to back you up on something here.
Okay. So. Sounds good to me.
All right.
I don't know. I'll do a new one. I wrote with a buddy of mine called The Town Crier.
Well, all right.
Yeah. I was feeling grandiose, parlayed far too much for Bose. Someone punched me in the nose, so I took a head exam. Didn't go the way I planned. The results were contraband. I resigned to eat my word, ruminate upon my cut, put my foot and mouth in stud, went out searching for romance. Stuck my hand inside my pants, found depraved indifference. I'm town crier in this town. Tears just won't stop flowing down. You better make for higher ground. Yo-yo on a spinal cord. Hemispheres feel constant twirl. Walk the dog and round the world. I'm defrocked, so I take pills. Makes my limbo lose its will. Doesn't do well for my ills. Mayday, mayday, sextant broke. Mutineers done stole my boat. Madness if I find many masks scroll my face. I peel them off, but nonetheless, countless others take their place. Eyes are windows to the soul. Minor shattered pains, I'm told. Sorrows scattered all. Town crier in my town, Jesus won't stop flowing down. You better make for higher ground. Gaunt mascara, tattered cowl, swollen night enchanted howl, a doppelganger. Teeth when my dents you gripped released, naked truth dripped on my feet, no return to fetal space, unrelenting loneliness, two rocks and a hard place.
WNRN, Peyton Tuchterman taking the lead on a song here this morning. We're also talking with Stevie Coyle this morning. Both of them are going to be playing at Village Concerts tonight. Mike Clem will be there as well. And
Mike Clem, he ought to be here any moment. Yeah, Mike Clem will be here second. Momentarily.
He should have been here about 9:27.
About 9. So.
In the studio with me this morning, Stevie Coyle, Peyton Tuchterman. They're playing tonight at Village Concerts. And you have a whole lot of Bay Area players on this new CD as well. I mean, you talked kind of about, you know, driving around in your car and having all these things come together. But obviously, when you got into the studio, you brought in some pretty big guns from the Bay Area. I see Mike Marshall's name on there.
Mike is on there. There's, some Bay Area folks, but there's folks that recorded on this that I haven't seen in years that recorded in their home studios elsewhere as well. Philip Auberg, one of the great lights of the Windham Hill era.
Right.
I met it back in Kansas at a festival the Waybacks were doing where he was premiering a symphony. We were playing, you know, acoustic guitar, and he was debuting a symphony. So, of course, we asked him if he'd care to join us on stage for a couple of tunes, and the piano was being tuned at the moment, so he couldn't play piano, so he brought up his accordion and played with us. And I remembered that, and we had a great time, and he said, if ever I can be of use to you guys, let me know. So I thought, wow, you know, there's this little tune, this little French-sounding thing that I've written, and all of a sudden, that was the perfect thing for him to play a little musette on. So he recorded his bits in Montana, a bunch of the record. The cello was recorded by this wild man that plays for Bill Frisell a lot, named Hank Roberts, up in Ithaca. And some other studios were used elsewhere. It's quite remarkable how things are done these days. You send your bits in email, say, can you record with this? And they say, yeah, and they send you back stuff in email later on. And everybody gets to record in completely comfortable, familiar surroundings, and it all converges at the producer's studio. And the producer of this record is Walter Strauss. Some folks may remember him from the Burns sisters. He was the one that wasn't a Burns sister. That was Walter. And he had...
fingerstyle guitar? He's a guitar player?
He's a fiendish fingerstyle guitarist. Just one of the great unknown, as yet unknown, lights of fingerstyle guitar. But I hope folks will tune in walterstrauss.com and lay an ear on some of his stuff, because it's really quite remarkable and unique. That's a term I don't use lightly, but his stuff is unique. And so, did I answer your question back
you
there
did.
Somewhere?
You
okay,
did.
Good. Stop
did.
Me anytime. I was.
Well, no, it's kind of nice to
overcaffeinated already. I'm afraid.
Well, it's kind of interesting to hear how you did put it together. I didn't know that these people were playing for you in Montana and Ithaca, and
yeah,
then it all comes
that?
Together.
That's the way it happens these days. A lot of folks are doing that. You know, you don't have to wait for the person to be in town or any of that stuff. You
or
just discuss
to get there.
Bingo. That was the subtext, Peyton, in all of this. Low overhead. And that's really and truly, that's happening all the time now. That's standard procedure. And it's wonderful. You talk concept on the phone and say, well, we're looking for this and that, and kind of we're thinking things are going this way, but turn it loose. And we often as not, it was with these players in particular, was do whatever you like. And we'll give a listen and tell you if we need any adjustments. There were never any adjustments. These folks all caught the vibe right off the bat. And it was tremendous. Really Mike cool. Marshall did come in to record at my studio. He lives just across the bay. And some other folks as well. Most of the vocals were done at my place, but some of the instrumental stuff was farmed out to far-flung places. It was just great.
Stevie Coyle is my guest this morning in W. Anaren Studio. New album, 1 and 10? Is that
ten
it?
And, 10 and 1.
10 and 1, getting
there
it backwards.
That's all right. That's all right. And it's new.
Village Concerts tonight, along with Peyton Tochterman and Mike Clem. One more live tune from you gentlemen this morning?
Sure, let's see here. Well, how about Petrified Man then? That kind of goes E to A, and
cool.
you really can't go wrong.
Oh.
My God, don't say that, Stevie. No, I know. You can tell it to your diary. Another man done gone, another man done set himself free. I took the money and the funnies and the Gibson, left the TV on. A bad dream, a primal scream, a head of steam and color me gone. Oh yeah. Robbins, Mr. Thompson, Mr. Cassidy. I put a check mark by Salinas, got a thumbtack into Hatchapi. Let my soul-stealing, devil-dealing old life go to rust. A battle cry, wave goodbye, leave my demons in the dust. All alive. We got a brother or two from old Siam. We got Tammy from Miami, folks, and she's got nothing to hide. We got geeks and freaks for weeks here, folks, but you ain't seen nothing till you marveled at the petrified man, come be astounded by the petrified man, petrified man, petrified man. Well, I put on some Bobby Dylan so I would not feel so all alone. And the last thing I remember was a ringing on the telephone. Was it Medusa in the back seat? Demons won the last heat? Damned if I can tell you, son. My lips are sealed, blood congealed, my race is run. He got a stone heart in a bone cage. He's a pigeon perch with a pension plan. He got a rockin' kind of road rage. Now he's stone age. Folks, a life well lived includes a trip to see the petrified, petrified man, petrified man. Gonna come and get you just as slow as he can. Petrified man, petrified man. Hoop-de-doo, folks, all alive, all on the inside. Nothing fake stuff to mummified, it's showtime. You'll see Radium the Half-Man. He slithers, he slinks, he crawls on his belly like a reptile. You'll see little Fatima. She dances on one leg, she dances on the other. She makes her living
in between. And you'll see the petrified man. No, Doctor, don't bring that hideous thing out here on stage until more people have a chance to get into the big tent. Well, I'm a cautionary tale for all the kiddies on the big yellow bus. Sister Battle Barge says, but for the grace I got, there goes us. Is a still life, the question plagues me night and day. I'm a four-door fossil man, I'm Hamlet in a Chevrolet. Petrified man, don't take him for granted, he's the petrified man. Petrified man, petrified man, he's very stationary, he's the petrified man.
WNR and Stevie Coyle and Peyton Tochterman in the WNRN studio, and Petrified Man from Stevie's new album. And I always really liked that one. It was very clever. I mean, I guess one of the things we really didn't talk about too much is you writing lyrics, because I really have enjoyed your songs they're very amusing and clever. I mean, if there's a song that kind of maybe, to me, epitomizes your cleverness, that is one of those songs, because it's just every single dimension of that particular phrase, petrified man, you've taken to the nth degree.
Every single dementia. Exactly right.
Dementia.
Precisely. I think you've hit the nail on the head, Ann Williams.
Well, I think maybe with this new album, I was kind of taking in kind of the atmospherics of it a little bit, because there are certainly instrumentals on this album, maybe more than I was anticipating, but certainly excellent. But then there's the train song and Petrified Man and others, which are just fun.
Well, thank you very much. Good. I'm glad they come across that way. They kind of wrote themselves. I wish I could tell you where they came from, but they just sort of emerged. And usually in writing lyrics in particular, it's just a matter of me getting out of the way and letting whatever it is do its thing.
Oh, they came from your brain. Come on.
No, I'm not. It's so, there's not much
take
room
credit.
There.
Take credit.
Well, some strange quadrant of my brain, some ancient reptilian quadrant, I'm sure.
Well, I think the other interesting thing for me, as I do a lot of listening in my car, kind of tooling around town, 21 tracks on this CD?
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of music. 21 tracks, and the whole thing is only, 47 minutes long.
It moves along really at a really good pace.
It does clip right along, I think.
It's incredible.
Yeah, some of the tracks are little interstitial bits. Somebody pointed out to me, I hadn't really realized until somebody this trip, I was up in Maine just a few days ago, and somebody said, you know, I got my record and I listened to it, and there's only one place on the record where everything stops, and you've got the customary 2.5-3 second pause, and the next thing starts. For the rest of it, it's all sort of connected with. It's a bit of an amusement park ride.
The guy's walking.
He's walking right. Around. Yes. You know, he's getting himself to and from the sideshow, and then in the meantime, you're sort of in his head, and you hear him crunching around the sideshow lot, and that's 10 and 1 right there. It's stevycoyle.com. You can check it out. There's some snippets there, and on I'm on MySpace and Facehead and all those.
And
social
you're at the network. Palmyra concert series tonight, where you can buy the record there.
Is that right?
Yeah. Did you know that?
Is that where I am?
Yeah.
Well then, I trust Peyton. If you can't trust
no, don't
Peyton Tochterman, my
trust
God,
me
to give you the straight poop on things. That's that's it right there. So yes, well, Peyton and I will both be there along with Mike Clem. I wonder where he is. He was going to be here.
He's in bed,
slacker. Yeah. And three of us will be out there at Village Concerts in Palmyra, Virginia, And I think we start, is it 7 o'clock tonight or 8 o'clock?
It's 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock start. And my goodness, folks, it's the three of us and dinner included. And my goodness, what's not to like? Your entertainment dollar goes a long way at Village Concerts.
Thank you, gentlemen, so much for coming in this morning. We got one more that we chose to play directly from Stevie's new CD. And please come back and see me again next time come through.
Right now we're headed out to go to, we're going to go stop by Sticks and get some skewers. And then we're going to go buy some dresses at Heloise.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much.